It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Reel in summer fun at Mountain Hardware and Sports. With four convenient locations, their fishing experts have the gear and know-how to get you ready for fly fishing, trolling, or spin and bait casting. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop fishing gear and all your summer essentials online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Truckee River is fishing exceptionally well right now with stable flows, clear water, and trout feeding actively throughout the day. Flows are holding steady around 75 CFS out of Tahoe City, 230 through Truckee, and 1100 CFS near Ferret. Water temperatures in the mid-50s are keeping bug life strong, with pale morning duns, caddis, and yellow sallies hatching daily. Green drakes are also beginning to emerge, marking the start of some exciting dry fly opportunities, especially in the lower river stretches. Mornings and evenings are the most productive windows, though nymphing is effective all day. There's consistent action on both indicator and tight line rigs, and streamer fishing is producing larger fish in the afternoons. Most hookups are happening near Glenshire and Hirschdale, with browns and rainbows averaging 14 to 22 inches. Whether you're swinging streamers, dead drifting nymphs, or watching for rising fish, Truckee River is full of life right now. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are adult yellow sallies, green drake cripples size 10 through 12, split case pale morning duns, pheasant tails size 14, streamers, foam flying ants, caddis pupae and adult caddis, elk hair caddis and EC caddis. The Little Truckee River is fishing well for experienced anglers willing to navigate high flows and technical conditions. Flows are steady around 595 CFS and the water is clear, offering excellent sight fishing. Midday hatches of pale morning duns and green drakes are bringing fish to the surface, especially in calm tail outs and eddies. Nymphing with betas, midges, and worms remains productive in deeper seams, while dry fly purists can find success during hatch windows. Stealth long leaders and delicate presentations are key. Ants and beetles are also beginning to produce in slower edges. In the evening, swinging small streamers or soft tackles near structure can trigger aggressive takes from larger browns. With fish averaging 14 to 17 inches and some over 20, the Little Truckee is offering some of the finest technical fishing in the region. Bring your dries, nymphs, and a focused approach. Some fly favorites to try on a Little Truckee River this week are green drake, size 12, pale morning duns, size 14 to 16, film critics, juju beta, size 18 to 20, split case pale morning duns, Quigley's blue-winged olives, zebra midges, size 20, San Juan worms in tan colors or small streamers. Get ready for a great evening at the Contractors Association of Truckee Tahoe plus Mountain Hardware and Sports Mixer on Thursday evening, June 26th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Mountain Hardware and Sports Donner Pass location in Truckee. Connect with local contractors and industry pros over food, drinks, and raffle prizes in a relaxed, community-focused setting. It's the perfect way to kick off summer and discover how Mountain Hardware and Sports and CAT can support your business and upcoming projects. Let's head out to the lakes, where Donner Lake is fishing great right now, especially for kokanee, which are active at depths of 25 to 35 feet during early morning hours. Trolling pink or chartreuse hoochies behind dodgers has been the most effective setup. If you're targeting Mackinac, try dropping white tube jigs or silver dodgers into the 90 to 120 foot range. Shore fishing is also productive near the boat ramps and west end docks, where power bait and inflated worms are pulling in planted rainbows. With surface temperatures in the low 60s and 100% lake capacity, mornings and evenings offer the best window for action at Donner Lake. Boca Reservoir continues to offer strong fishing for both boat and shore anglers. Trollers are picking up kokanee and rainbows around 40 to 50 feet near the dam and along the west shore using orange dick knights, pink wedding rings, and dodger setups. Shore anglers are having success near the inlet and campground with power bait, worms, and castmasters. Surface temperatures are climbing into the upper 50s, pushing trout into deeper water as the day warms. 100% lake level is creating excellent shoreline structure and cover, especially around coves, making early mornings the prime time to fish at Boca Reservoir. Stampede Reservoir remains the top kokanee spot in the region. Schools of kokanee are aggressively feeding at depths of 25 to 35 feet. Consistent hookups are using pink hoochies, purple squids, and orange dodgers during the early hours of the day. As the sun climbs, fish move deeper, so adjust trolling depth is the key. Trout are also active near the inlet during low light conditions. With full pool conditions, easy access, and a reliable bite, Stampede is the place for anglers chasing kokanee this week. Prosser Creek Reservoir is delivering solid results for shore anglers targeting cutthroat and rainbows, particularly in the early morning and evening hours. Productive spots include the dam and Alder Creek Cove, where powerbait, worms, and salmon eggs fished under bobbers or on slip sinker rigs are working well. Fly anglers are catching fish on zebra midges, small nymphs, and midge clusters. Bass are beginning to move into the shallows, providing some bonus opportunities. With water temperatures in the mid to upper 50s and slightly above average water level, 104% of normal capacity, conditions remain favorable for a productive outing at Prosser Creek Reservoir. And heads up, Pyramid Lake is approaching the end of its fishing season, which closes June 30th, so there's still time to hook into some trophy lahont and cutthroat. Deep trolling remains productive at 70 to 90 feet, especially around Warrior Point, Monument Rock, and Hell's Kitchen. Use orange flatfish, chartreuse jigs, and spoons on lead core lines or downriggers to reach fish, holding in cooler depths. The best bite is early in the morning before wind conditions increase. Shore fishing has slowed considerably as surface temperatures rise into the mid-60s and fish remain deep. Don't miss your final shot at Pyramid before the season ends June 30th. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too.